This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Counting of votes is underway for all 243 assembly seats in Bihar amid tight security. Trends available so far indicate that National Democratic Alliance, NDA, is heading towards a landslide victory in the state assembly polls. The NDA is leading in over 190 seats. RJD-led Mahagathbandhan is trailing behind the NDA in all regions of Bihar. Prashant Kishore's Jan Swaraj Party's ambitious debut failed to show up in trends. Trends are available for all 243 seats. BJP is leading in 94, JDU in 83, LJP RV in 19, HAM in 4, RJD in 26, Congress 3 and others 18. Both Deputy Chief Ministers and BJP candidates Vijay Kumar Sinha and Samrat Chaudhary are leading. BJP's Maithili Thakur is leading in Alinagar seat, while senior BJP leader Mangal Pandey is ahead in Siwan. Mahagathbandhan's chief ministerial candidate Tejaswi Prasad Yadav of RJD is trailing behind Satish Kumar of BJP in Raghopur. Senior BJP leader Dr. Prem Kumar is leading in Gaya town. JDU supporters and workers have started celebrations at the party office in Patna as ruling NDA is widening the gap with opposition's Mahagathbandhan. Bihar had registered a historic voter turnout of 67.13% in the elections to the 243-member assembly in two phases on November the 6th and 11th. We now go over live to our correspondent, Anand Kumar, who is joining us from Patna. Anand, tell us what latest update can you bring us? Anand, do we have you online? We beg your pardon. We don't see him to be able to connect right now. Counting of votes was also taken up for by-elections to eight assembly constituencies spread over seven states. In Rajasthan, Congress candidate Pramod Jain Bhaiya has won the Anta assembly seat. He defeated BJP candidate Morpal Suman by a margin of 15,612 votes. In Punjab, Aam Aadmi Party candidate Harmeet Singh Sandhu has won the Tarn Taran assembly seat. He defeated Shiromani Akali Dal candidate Sukhvinder Kaur by a margin of 12,091 votes. In Jammu and Kashmir, BJP candidate Devyani Rana has won the Nagrota assembly seat. She defeated JNK National Panthers Party India candidate Harsh Dev Singh by a margin of 24,647 votes. PDP candidate Agha Syed Muntazir Mehdi is leading in Budgam. In Mizoram, Mizo National Front candidate Dr. R. Lal Thangliana has won the Dampa seat. He defeated his nearest rival and Zoram People's Movement candidate Manlal Sailova by a margin of 562 votes. In Odisha, BJP candidate Jay Dholakia is leading in Nuapara. In Jharkhand, JMM candidate Somesh Chandra Soren is leading in Ghatshila. The 44th India International Trade Fair, IITF, will begin at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi this evening. Minister of State for Commerce and Industry Jitin Prasad will inaugurate the trade fair. The theme for this year's fair is Ek Bharat, Shreshth Bharat. Uttar Pradesh, Rajasthan, Maharashtra and Bihar are the partner states of the international event, while Jharkhand is the focus state. We have a report.
Special facilities including elaborate security arrangements have been made for the convenience of visitors to the fair. The first 5 days of the fair are reserved for the business category and the fair will be open to the general public on the 19th of this month. The ticket rate of the fair has been fixed at 500 rupees during business days, while in the normal days, ticket rates are 80 rupees for adults and 40 rupees for children. On holidays and weekend, ticket rate are 150 rupees for adults and 60 rupees for children. Entry to the fair is free for senior citizens and persons with disabilities. Visitors can purchase ticket through the official website of ITPO and selected 55 Delhi Metro stations and through the Delhi Metro's Sarthi app. The fair's timing is from 10 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. However, visitors can enter the trade fair only until 5:30 p.m. With Raisuddin Rehan, Aman Yadav, Akashvani News, Delhi.
President Draupadi Murmu today interacted with children from various schools and organizations at Rashtrapati Bhavan Cultural Center on the occasion of Children's Day. In a social media post, the president said children are the future of the nation and it is essential to nurture them into confident and responsible citizens. And with that, we end this news bulletin.